November 19th, 2016, RLRD.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
We have our chief member of the team, although Mary Jo is here on the conference. And Daryl had a very difficult decision to make, whether to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks or stay here and run this meeting in November. I don't know how he made that decision, but we will miss him, and so he'll talk with me today.
Hi, Bill.
So we'll get the meeting moving. Can I have the approval of our October 22nd minutes?
I make a motion to approve them.
Jenny makes a motion. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Deb. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Mary Jo Heroes. Is Mary Jo on?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
I approve.
Okay.
Good. Yes, let us know if you can't hear us or what happens, Mary Jo, everybody gets talking at once and you can't understand anything. So,
yeah. All right.
You slow us down if you need us to.
Okay.
Tell us to shut up. announcements. We do have a Rules Committee meeting on December 7th to discuss some issues. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. Our next board meeting is December 17th. And town reports, Deb, is there any?
You've got mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've got Daryl's.
And we have Daryl's.
Yeah.
We'll
where's yours? Here.
We'll give our treasurer a chance to get settled.
Well, am I up already?
You're up already.
Did everybody get those schedules?
Oh, so this is the town. This is the report.
I have mine.
Okay. Town of Rushford.
Any questions?
I didn't print any because I can't, but you got one there.
Can I have mine back that needs to be signed?
What do you need?
Mine back that you guys were signing.
Sorry. We only have 2 pages, correct?
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Anybody have any questions on the schedule to be paid? Mary Jo, if you would remember to sign these when you're back.
Yeah, okay, I'll stop in the office on week Tuesday.
Yep, and Stephanie, you'll follow up with Daryl.
Yep. Do you want to use it to look at?
Pardon?
Do you want to use it to look at?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just, I printed these before I had from Stephanie what the postage was for the fall newsletter. So if you want to just jot it in there, it was $233.23. The schedule here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that here?
No, I don't. Yeah, I gave it back to someone.
It's back here.
230.
Well, the one that they're signing, we could have that amount. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was on here.
That's right. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Any questions? Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay, does everybody have this projection in
yep.
front of them?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's on my phone.
You got an extra one? No, I'll give that back.
Oh, good, thank you.
Motion is carried.
It's a little easier to read the microphone.
Okay, the way this schedule starts out, it's a projection through December 31st of 2017. You can see, I just gave you the detail. It starts off with cash on hand as of October 31st, 2016. We had $1,308,185. And then I'm estimating the November of 2016 disbursements with some specifics on there. Mortar and brick restoration, the contract was $94,700. Change order, I'm estimating to be about $25,000. I'm not sure what that's going to be, but so it's $119,000, $119,700 for the mortar and brick restoration.
It's we're going to go beyond that.
How much beyond that?
I'm guessing we're going to be around the $50,000 mark
for the change order.
Yeah,
but does that also include the balance we owe on the 94.7? We only paid them 90% of that.
No, it wouldn't include that.
So it's another $50,000 on top of the original quote.
Yes.
Okay. Put that down there because you're going to be subtracting it at the end. We were invoiced $10,267 from Hatch. That was for rock stabilization, the brick and mortar work. I don't know all the details, but basically that kind of stuff. $1,095 for material to rebuild the sheriff's dock. $10,000 I'm estimating for wages. When we get into these projects, the guys who work at the dam, their time goes up. I'm estimating $11,000 for the insurance renewal. I actually got the renewal, which is on another schedule that we could discuss. The renewal on the insurance was $10,692, so a little bit, my estimate was a little bit off.
You were close.
Other administrative expenses around $4,500, so I'm estimating in November we would spend $156,562, leaving us a cash balance on hand of $1,151,622. Then I'm going to estimate December. There's a balance on the on-call engineering of $10,237. I think I added the $5,000 to that they're asking us to increase it by, but I think the $5,000 is included in that. Again, $10,000 for wages and payroll taxes. Rock stabilization, $50,000.
Yes, still looks good.
All right, electrical lines to the dam, around $10,000. I don't think we've completed that yet.
No.
Other administrative expenses in December, I'm estimating to be about $3,300. So total expenditures in December of 2016 would be $83,537, leaving us a balance of $1,068,085. The reason I'm doing this is we have to keep in focus that match that we have mm-hmm. for this grant that we haven't received yet. Mm-hmm. Estimates for 2017, I just went back to the budget. Our total receipts would be $334,668. That would be the tax assessment and other receipts. Access road behind the dam, $108,000. Timber crib, $170,000. That's for the tail pool, the secondary dam. Again, you can just read down what I've done for insurance, legal fees, wages, and $130,000 in wages for all of 2017. $47,820 for other administrative expenses, according to how we had budgeted for 2017. So there'd be a deficit of $166,672, leaving us a balance of $901,413. I then subtracted $722,000 that would be put towards the match, leaving us with $179,413 in cash total, which is, Bob just updated us, we got to subtract another $25,000 from that. So we'd be down around $150,000 in cash. Matching funds for the Climate Smart Grant. Again, I'm assuming that the access road and the timber crib would be done after we receive the grant. Anything we spend prior to the grant, we can't use as matching funds. That was explained to us by the grant writer. So I'm saying for the access road behind the dam, $108,000. The secondary timber crib dam, $170,000. And then the $722,000 that we're taking out of the reserve fund gives us the $1 million we would have for the grant. That's assuming we get $2 million from them. Anything below that would reduce this amount. But keep in mind that we're still $600,000 short of what our estimate is to do this job. So any questions?
On that 179,413, you said we have to subtract 25. Was it 25 or 50?
25. I already have 25 in there.
Got
if you look up there, it's already 25 in there.
Oh, okay.
The total is 50.
Okay, because it was, you said we were going over another 50.
Yeah. No. All right. We're going from 25 to 50.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. Okay.
So that's where we stand. You can see we're just about, we're in rough shape.
Mary Jo?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, okay, thought you had a question. Bill, the road was not in the grant. The grant writer came back towards the end of the grant and asked us to take that out and build it ourselves, which the intent was to build it this fall. We did not get the equipment, and couldn't get it delivered. And because we're getting late, we could still work on it, but the board made a decision to forego the road for this fall because of the cost overruns on the mortar and repairs at the dam. So that's where we're getting the money to do that. The secondary dam is in our $4 million proposal for the grant.
All I'm saying is the spreadsheet I got from Al had the road in the $4 million one.
No. No, here's what's confusing about that. You're right, it was in there.
Okay.
But not that road. The road is built up to the secondary dam. Then we have to build a road once we drain the pool behind the dam and we're putting in the valves. We have to build a road from the secondary dam to the valves. That's the road that was in there in our proposal for the $4 million.
My advice is to put it in there.
What do you mean?
Well, put it in our estimate of the project, so we can use whatever we spend on that road as a matching fund. Because if we have to spend, let's say, $50,000, that 50 is going to come out of this cash.
Yeah, and we can't claim it.
No.
I know what you mean, but our grant writer felt that it would be beneficial for us to get the grant if we showed how important it was.
Okay.
For us, and by showing that, is going ahead and building the road on our own before the grant. That's how she presented it in the grant.
Okay.
But we have now put it on hold because of cash, and the road is a necessary part of what we're doing. We need to get it done, but it's not an emergency. So we're working on emergencies and things that have to be done, and so we're kind of a little bit of a shell game here, putting things off and moving them around.
Well, my suggestion is I would put it in the final figures we give them for this project.
I think they just wanted you to, them to see that you're invested in it.
Exactly.
Well, we're providing $1 million.
Yeah, I know, but I think that was the thought process, right?
Yes, that's where she was coming from, is it shows the people who are awarding the grant how serious we are about this. Now, we may, as everybody knows, we're supposed to hear this month. We thought we might by now. Right. The best of my knowledge, we've heard nothing. We are assuming that there's a good possibility John Jessup, the supervisor of Rushford, will hear before us, because Rushford is actually the name on there that applied for the grant. So we have talked to, Daryl and I both talked with John last week, and he hasn't heard anything, and will contact us if he does. But that's not unusual. If the state says you'll hear in November, you'll probably hear in May. But we'll keep following up on it, and we'll all say a Thanksgiving prayer that they come through with the $2 million for us. So
my only suggestion is, since we're putting the road off, or the full cost of the road off, let's include it in the project so we can use this as a matching fund.
At this point, I agree with you. If next year comes and we are not there yet with the money, we probably need to go forward with the road.
But you put that in there, thinking you're invested part of it out. You know what I mean? In their eyes, you're not invested in it anymore.
Well, that's not true, because we're putting $1 million in.
No, I know, but it's almost like, yeah, you know, someone saying, hey, help me fix my car, and then you give them a bill for it. You know what I mean?
Well,
it does.
I just explained you've got $179,000 left over. I'm just trying to make sure we have something left over from this deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they want to look at the numbers, they can come in and look at them.
I think that's what they're looking for.
Well, I think when we wrote the grant, but that's all changed, because we were going to do that road prior to the end of 2016, but that's changed.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. So let's take advantage of the change.
We may well be able to do that.
Okay.
We may be
that's
able
to. That's
and
my advice.
The key, though, is in order to claim any of it, it's not when we get told we get the grant. We have to wait till we're actually awarded the grant, which could be a year later. And
well,
that,
I
otherwise,
unclear.
You can't claim any of it until you've been awarded.
I was unclear about that, because she said her original timetable was in November we would be told if we were awarded. The final paperwork for that grant could take 3 to 4 months after that.
And according to her, we cannot claim anything as in-kind services until after the papers are signed, till we actually have the grant.
I didn't get that out of the conversation, but we should get that clarified.
Yeah.
Definitely get that clarified. Because I thought once we're awarded the grant, anything we spend after we're awarded, regardless if it takes them 3 months to do the paperwork,
we
can still use it as a
just match. A notification that we've got it. It's not official until everybody has signed it.
Well, I didn't get that out of that when she said that.
I understood it. So, but we can clarify that.
Okay. We have to get that clarified. Any other questions on this?
And as we move through the meeting, I'm going to make a mess of your projections, as I always do.
Just one thing, Ed, they're supposed to be logging soon.
Yeah.
And before that takes place, they will pay the district in full.
Well, I have $4,500 that you told me for the balance in that total receipt.
No, this will be $45,000.
Well, it was just the balance on what I put that in the 2017 budget. Okay. You told me 4,500.
No, that was not. It's downstairs what it was.
I had an email from you who said 4,500. I put it in the budget.
No, it should have been 45,000 on that, if I made a mistake on it.
So that's good.
That's good.
We just made $40,000.
So at the end of the meeting today, I can go downstairs with my paperwork and show you.
Okay. You don't need to show me. I think we get
about $20,000 up front, and then or they pay the whole thing up front?
They paid half up.
I think the 4,500 you gave me was for the tops.
That could have been something
different.
Could have
been, yeah.
Maybe when I asked you that question, you thought I was just alluding to the tops.
Okay. No, whatever they gave us down, they will pay the second half okay, before they even start, so.
Okay.
Whatever that number is.
So there's, what you're telling me, there's another round of logging that's gonna go through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will help us out at this present time.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll just be over budget.
Yeah, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be awful.
But anyway, any questions on this before we, I'd like to go to the insurance.
Yep.
There's a schedule on that.
I wanna thank you for, it's a lot of work to pull all that together, just to give us projections so the board and the public know where we're at and where we're heading and where we're short. We appreciate it.
Bob, I have a question.
Yes?
What was the amount on the logging that we're gonna be getting?
About $45,000.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Roughly, I don't know the exact figures, but it's right in there.
Okay, thank you.
I'll revise this thing here and I'll send it back to you.
Well, you won't be done revising here.
Oh, well, I still, I got one other note.
Well, that sounds ominous.
Yeah, sorry to say, but, next, Bill?
Well, it's just the insurance renewal, we have this, I actually had a schedule I put into your stuff comparing last year to, insurance renewal is $10,691.60. Last year was $10,454.49, so it's like a $240 increase, so we did pretty good on that.
Livable.
Livable, right.
Well, what happened to the penny in the next one?
What's that?
What happened to the penny?
Oh, those are spreadsheets. That's what spreadsheets work.
Any other questions for Bill? And I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll make the motion. I'll second it.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, it's carried. Anything else, Bill?
No, that's it.
Okay. Next is dam report, which is usually the bearer of bad news a good share of the time. But we are making progress. As I said earlier, we have no news on the grant yet, but we hope to be hearing very soon. The jib crane, we've been working on regularly. We have the 1,100-pound center post is up and bolted in. Anchors are in 4 feet into the dam. And the we had the mortar underneath the crane. There's a 2-inch slant to the top of the dam, so the water will run off, and the crane has to be perfectly level. So we had to mortar under that with a special 4,000-pound mortar. That's all installed. This last week we have been installing the 20-foot arm, which weighs another 1,100 pounds. We had to build, it looks like a Trojan horse down there right now, we had to build a frame about 6 feet tall and put that arm up on there because all of the parts, and some of these parts are 300 pounds each, have to be mounted onto this arm before it's put up on top of the post. So we built the frame, the arm is up on it, we are in the process of assembling those parts. The next step will be to build another structure that lifts the arm up on top of the post. So we're in the process of doing that right now. So we are making good progress on that. And weather providing, we think the crane will be done in December. If it gets too cold, too icy, too slippery, we'll have to finish assembling it, putting it together in the spring. But it is, it's getting very close. We do have an issue with our telephone lines down at the dam from Verizon. It's been an ongoing issue. At times we thought it was our sensors. We did have issues with sensors, but the Verizon telephone line goes out every couple of weeks. They send somebody in to fix it. Couple of weeks later, we have no protection at the dam. And what this does is it tells us, it calls us if the level of the water changes and tells them whatever parameters the dam operators have set. In the summertime, it guards against flooding. In the wintertime, it guards against the water coming up too far and ice taking out everybody's docks. And so what we have done, Stephanie worked yesterday for me to get me contacts and phone numbers from Verizon. We're no longer going to talk to their normal maintenance people. We're going to go right to the top and raise some hell. We do not believe they are taking this serious. This isn't any different than a hospital, the phone to a hospital. This is safety, it's serious, and we're also going to call Jeff Lucky, the head of safety for Allegheny County, and ask him to make a call to Verizon to these same people for the county to put some pressure on them. They don't, they're treating it like our cottage telephone. And it is not. It is a serious line. When that is down, we're blind. We don't know what the lake is doing without somebody actually standing there and seeing it. So we are in the process of raising some cane with them. It's been going on for a year. We lost last winter. Last winter it went out, and we got some calls that the ice was banging on the docks. We didn't realize that the lake had come up 8-10 feet in a very short time. And so it is an issue. They don't appear to be taking it serious.
No,
we know how they're thinking. The 2 years ago, Verizon laid off 30,000 people from their landline.
To go cell.
Everything is going to cell phones.
Yeah.
And they don't want to spend that money
to fix
to put in a new line for there. They want to keep fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is serious enough. There's certain lines that they have to maintain. And so we will be doing what's necessary to make sure they realize that. The mortar work is progressing. It is much more expensive than we'd hope. We ran into some issues that once the engineers are done examining, I will have a full report on that probably at our December meeting. But it is moving forward. They are mortared 20 feet down. The lake is about 27, 28 feet down right now. We are now, this week, preparing for cold weather. We brought in thermal blankets and some electric heaters to put down, and we set them right down in on the dam where we're working, where we're mortaring. The concern from the engineers is when the nights now are getting so cold, the re-rod holds the cold. It gets too cold, and then it doesn't heat up at the same pace that the concrete does when the sun comes up, and the concrete won't adhere to the re-rod. So we are heating that nights, and so that the job will progress. It does slow things down a little bit, and there's no doubt we will be working into December. Thank goodness we got an early start. We might be in bigger trouble. But it's going pretty well. The rock stabilization, as you might imagine, is a lot of special material. We have ordered the material. Some will be in next week. We will be drilling. We have found a company who drill. We're putting in a 10-inch well casing, which the engineers wanted half inch thick. Most all well casing around here is quarter inch. And so we had to special order the pipe. It'll be here next week. We're going to do as much as we can on it. What we hope to get done, at least, is get the well casings in at the top of the bank. They're filled with concrete and re-rod. Get some cable down around the rock. If we can get it all done with the fence and anchoring, we will. But the likelihood of that happening this late and the weather changing is probably going to be iffy. If we get too much ice and snow, you can't work on the cliff, you can't work there. But we will have the material here, so we can go as far as we can. And if we can finish it, the weather holds, we will. But otherwise, we will have everything set up, do as much as we can, and finish it in the spring. One thing that we canceled this year, we did, as you heard earlier, we decided to put the road off for this fall. We also put off to hold the expenses down, the inspection of the valves. We had intended this late fall to drain the pool, open the valves up, and see how our repairs were holding up. But my reasoning there is we had a drought this year. We didn't use the valves much. We didn't open them three times all summer long. So we know there was not a lot of wear on them. So we don't think that it's worth, by the time we pay our people to go down with the party boats, put out the pumps, the electric, tie them off, run all your 4-inch lines clear past the secondary dam, take all that out again. They have to go down periodically through the night, all night long, to let out the ropes on the pumps, or when the pool goes down, it'll roll the baskets over and dump the pumps in the water. It probably is $5,000 to $8,000 cost to do that, and I don't think it's necessary this year. We just didn't use them much. The south valve, we hardly used at all. I don't know if it was even opened this year. And so we put that off. It didn't make sense to go forward with that at this time. Now for the bad news. With the changes with the mortar work, and we've had hatch down at the dam twice, we have used up our $10,000 that we just awarded to them. We are $250 past that. So I need the board to authorize another $10,000 for engineering. If we probably could get away with just authorizing $5,000, unless there's another surprise. There's the rock stabilization is engineered. The initial engineering on the valves are engineered. We think we have all the repairs on the mortar side engineered. I don't see much out there, but I think I've said that before, and that we went through the $10,000 that we awarded them last month, I think, at the last meeting. So, but we do need to remind everybody, this is not, we're not necessarily spending that money, but we are, it's on-call services. When we need them, they are there. We don't have time to go through paperwork and approve, wait for a board meeting for the board to approve them to do it. When we need answers from the engineers, we need them right away. And so it's on-call money. And I don't think we're going to need any more this year. But as the nature of the beast of the dam, I wouldn't bet my life on it. We come up with surprises that have to be engineered. The crane is all engineered. I don't see anything for this, the rest of this year, or until into next summer, that we would need anything for. So I need a motion to approve extending Hatch's contract and additional whatever the board feels comfortable with. Minimum of five probably would save us some trouble of dealing with it if you have 10. Last year we had 20,000, and that pretty much carried us through the year, although we used most of that in hard engineering for the valves for the grant.
I think it probably should be limited to five to start with. We meet again in December. We can always extend it then. So I make a motion that we extend our contract with Hatch for $5,000.
Do I have a second for that?
I'll second it.
Jenny seconds it?
They have to be able to work.
Pardon?
They have to be able to work.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil. I mean, the engineering costs a lot of money. And, but because of safety, because of reports that have to go, if New York State Dam Safety, when they do our inspection, they're gonna ask, what did you do here? How was it engineered? Was it stamped? It's not something we can avoid. We have to have it, both for our information to do the job right, and also for the government agencies.
Are they providing us with engineering reports?
Yes.
Okay.
And we get drawings on these things, and of which we'll, when we're through this, we'll get printed off and have in our files, and you know.
Are we gonna get this one email I got from Al? We're gonna get a stamped drawing for the timber crib dam, right?
Yes.
Okay, but we're not getting anything for the rock stabilization?
No, we do have. We haven't got our stamped drawing yet, but we have workable drawing. But we do get that because that is a dam safety issue. The rock stabilization is on their report from 2012 that it's an issue.
Okay.
So that's one reason why we had to have it engineered. I have a motion on the floor for to extend Hatch's on-call service for $5,000, seconded by Jenny. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you very much. And that, Mr. Chairman, is the end of my report. Dave?
With the dam foundation, you know how they're raising money for that?
Yeah.
When will the RLRD be able to ask them for finances to help with some of the projects? Do you have any idea whatsoever? I don't know.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know if there's a limit of time before we can ask, or they have a dollar amount they want to reach. Only thing I know for sure is it all has to be used for the dam, nothing else. But Bill, maybe you can shed some, Mary Jo, can you shed any light on that, you and Bill?
Well, I think
I didn't hear the question.
Dave is asking, at what point can the district use money that's in the foundation be used for the dam? At what point can we access that money?
That's at the discretion of the foundation committee, obviously, but every penny that goes into that has to be used for maintenance and repairs at the dam. It cannot be touched for anything else.
I'll answer it.
Go ahead, Bill.
We sent out a couple of letters. The foundation, I shouldn't say I did, the foundation sent out a couple of letters to their residents and also to businesses that do, like for example, Bennington's, you know, that type of thing. I think the anticipation there is that we might do a lot better with the businesses than we've been doing with the residents. In all honesty, and I'm not trying to be critical, but the resident solicitation has been a failure. I mean, we're not getting any money from the residents at all. And I can understand their position on that. They pay enough taxes out here. But we're hoping that the solicitation of the businesses will reap more benefits than what we've been getting from soliciting the residents and the small businesses in the area here by going to the, you know, Bennington, Ski Nautique, Yamaha, you name it, okay? So that's the position. We can take that money anytime we want it, Dave, but there's only about $30,000. Let me finish. There's only about $30,000 in there. So,
okay, I didn't know.
So right now, I don't even know if we would even petition that amount. I think we probably would.
I would like to see us leave it for an emergency.
Yeah. That's
you know what I mean? Where we get caught something, another surprise, and something comes up that we can't deal with financially without harming us, and there's that little pool of money that could make a difference to us.
I mean,
In the meantime, it's growing.
The finance committee has said that we're gonna advertise what these businesses have done, you know, through banners on the dam, through newsletters, any way we can get it out to the people that this, like Bennington, gave X number of dollars. So we got to see how that goes. Maybe we'll double what's in there right now, but you're still only talking maybe $60,000-$70,000 that would be in there.
But the money is earmarked for the dam.
Yeah. So I guess the answer to that is we could make a request anytime. And the finance committee, the foundation people would make that decision if they felt it was time for us to have it or not. That's probably the way it would work.
Exactly.
Lake managers report.
All right. We have our consent items for dock inspections. Have you looked at those? Most are pretty basic. A lot of license transfers, which was nice. You know, most of the properties are in very good shape. Mike Helwig's put up a new break wall. Mike Elliott's put up a new break wall. But besides that, license transfers, like I said, break walls, riprap, dock repair, that's pretty much it for the consent items.
Any questions or concern on the consent items?
No.
Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Mary Jo makes the motion. Second?
I'll second.
Deb? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Line items?
Okay. The order I have in my piles, what I'll do with them. Okay, we have Joanne Herman on 243 wants to do some dredging, which she'll have to get a permit from the DEC once we give her a permit to proceed. The one issue is her septic dates back to 1990. So in the past, we have required an inspection because she does not have a certificate since then. So my recommendation is, I've tried to call her a couple times and not been successful, is to write her a letter, and we will give her a permit to proceed, but she needs to have an inspection by July 1st of this summer, okay, to come in compliance. That's my recommendation to the board.
Yeah, makes sense. Where is her property? It's on 243.
Right in a point there, almost on a point. How should I say it? Next to...
Well, if you were...
Where the fireworks?
No. If you were standing in the lake looking at Dick Clapp's property, it would be to the right.
Okay, all right. Yep, I know where you mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So she just wants to dredge an area where she puts her boat that has been filling with soot and weeds, so I think that's a good idea, but a nice way to get rid of some of the weeds in that, in the area of the lake.
The only question I had on that one was how far back she was going to dredge.
Well, when I write the letter, states that, you know, whatever the current lake is right now, I do not want her making the canal going back.
Okay.
So wherever the water is touching currently is the limit, and that will also be for the DEC.
Can I have a motion to approve the dredging at the Hermans?
I'll make that motion.
Mary Jo, second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Next
one, Jeff Tiskovsky. I hope that's the correct pronunciation on that.
Well, I can't help you with it.
Okay. Just purchased property, has a license transfer, and he wants to rebuild his dock. I had a nice long conversation with Jeff this week on the phone. He's actually going to remove the current dock and build a new dock.
Okay.
He has some electricity down there, which he's going to remove because he does not want electricity down by the water. So my recommendation for this one is, since he does not have a license, give him a 1-year temporary license so he can get the work done, okay? And he will be in to the office to fill out for the permits needed. Actually, not to the office, but he'll actually get a permit from us. But he'll give us the drawing of his new dock. From there, he'll have to go to Claire Beeman to get a permit for building a dock. So the biggest thing with this one here, though, is I think we started doing this a little while ago with Bob, is when a person does not have a license, we give them a temporary license so they can do the work, so they cover the insurance. Is that correct?
And it allows them to build in the building season instead of having to wait another year.
So originally he just wanted to repair his dock, but once I got done talking to him, he wants to actually remove the entire dock, which I recommend anyways because it was in very poor condition.
I would not allow it,
so that's where we are for that one.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Approve for Jeff?
I have to abstain.
Okay. Mary Jo?
I'm fine with that. I'll make the motion.
Okay. Your second. Deb made the motion?
All right, I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. I'd like to skip the next one and put it on the end and go to Dave Hirsch's.
I'll go Dave, you want to go Bruce's real quick?
Yeah.
Let's go Bruce. Bruce has a property on Lake Shore Drive. We did an inspection there, and there was a pre-sale on his property this past summer, which I had a nice write-up about what needs to be done in the dock and the break wall in order to make it safe and come in compliance. We did talk to the property owner who just bought the property. They did not receive a copy of that pre-sale, so Stephanie sent it in the mail to them this week. Okay, and very similar to the last one, I would like to give them a one-year temporary license so they can actually do the repairs on their dock and break wall, which, you know, they do need repairs in order to make it safe.
Needs it bad, yeah.
Yeah. And anybody have a question on that?
I have a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Dave Hirsch's.
Okay. All right, Mr. Hirsch is putting a request in to remove dock number 132 from the bay in front of his cottage. I thought it was 132. I'll double check the number on that, Dave, okay? Where's my right up here? I'm sorry, you are correct, Dave, 136. So he wants to remove that dock, and he wants to build a 4 foot wide by 25 foot long dock in a spot right next to it, actually, I would say, to the right of the dock. And the dock committee was down there. There's enough space for the dock. There's enough distance to park a boat on both sides of this dock. So I would say it's about 10 and a half feet on both sides of this dock that can be utilized without interfering with the neighbor's dock, which is right at the right of way of the property.
This dock 136 is the clinger dock?
Yeah, dock number 136. Do we do the whole thing then, even with clinger? Should we do this at one time?
I think we need to
clarify everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, dock number 136 originally went with the Klingler property, okay, which is currently being sold. Okay, so what is happening is the new owner of the Klingler property will receive dock number 127, which is on the peninsula. Okay, and that person will receive both sides of that dock. So the Klingler property's new owner will receive a license and receive both sides of dock number 127. And then Dave Hirsch will receive dock number 136. Okay, so pretty much what's happening is Dave Hirsch originally had the license for 127. All right, he will now receive a license for dock number 136.
So basically, we're swapping docks.
Wait one second.
But there was 122, though, we had to add in the one I built.
Well, we got to do this part first here.
Okay.
All right, that's different.
So basically, we are swapping docks. The Klinger dock, which is on Dave's frontage, and has been a sore spot for a number of years, including court cases. We have asked our attorneys because there was a ruling from the judge that said that dock cannot be removed. The attorneys have looked at it and decided that that ruling was it couldn't be removed until Klinger sold it. So now it can be. So we are swapping docks. The new owners of Klingers will get 127 out on the peninsula. Dave will take over that dock. He can make whatever requests he wants for a permit to do what he's got. And I think that's the other part. Let's handle this part first, and then you have a request now
for
Dave on the Klinger dock.
Yeah, if you want to make a motion for the
I want a motion for the swap.
All right, I want to clarify and make sure I totally understand this. So 127 will be associated both sides with the Klinger property.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That'll no longer be Dave's. Okay. Dave's will take over the existing Klinger dock.
Okay, got it.
Everybody understand the proposal?
Yeah.
Can I have a motion to approve that?
Is this going to be approved based on the when the sale takes place?
Yes.
See, I was thinking, Bob, let me just interrupt for a second. What I was thinking, why don't you, the district, take control of Dock 127? You hold that dock, and then when they sell their property and they become into compliance, you know, the Klinger property, then you can give them that dock. But right now, the district would own that dock.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying to protect.
Actually, I think what we have to do, because that would be taken everything away from the Klinger.
Oh, no.
So what we would have to do is transfer that license to the Klinger property, which would go to whatever, whoever the new owner is.
Yeah, the way our policy is the Klinger or the new owners will have to come into compliance in order to receive a license. So that's something we currently do. Nothing's changed there. So the new owner will have to show the deed, 500 square foot residence.
Septic inspection, the whole thing.
But that's a serious issue.
This is all dependent on the sale.
Yes.
All this is going to take place after the sale? I mean, once we know the sale has taken place?
The board is going to give Dave a letter if this passes, so that he can proceed what to do with the Klinger's dock. So it doesn't have to wait till next year. In other words, he can do repairs on it now. That's the intent.
But I know that's what they're looking at.
I mean, we have been told the Klinger's property is legally not done, but is sold.
Two for Klinger, one for Reed.
Paperwork is not done.
You got it.
But the paperwork is being held up until we resolve this issue. The sale will go through when this issue is resolved. Does that make sense, Mary Jo?
Well, it does. However, I think any motion that we make should be dependent on the completion of the sale. You know what I'm saying? That they happen simultaneously, not ahead of time.
So do you think, Mary Jo, that maybe we should, I'm just an idea, write a letter to the new owner or a person buying a Klinger property saying what the board has recommended?
Yeah, so that everything happens simultaneously. I'm a little bit concerned about taking this dock down before the sale even has transpired. Dock 136.
The dock it's not in very good shape at all. It needs to be replaced or repaired.
Yeah, that's not the issue, though. The issue is not that. The issue is whether you have the right to do that, because you have to have a license to do it. So the issue right now is whether the board wants to do this before the sale of the property.
And Mary Jo's concern would be that if the sale fell through and there was no sale, we've already given you permission to tear down that dock.
Yeah. Klinger would already own, and Klinger would still have
the property. No, this is Reed. This is Reed. Okay, then I'm wrong.
He would have it regardless. You know what I mean? The thing of it is, Bob, I have to tear it down. I'm working with the DEC right now.
Exactly.
Because I have to tear it down.
So he'll have one side for Klinger's and one side for
Reed. Nobody is questioning
what
you can do with the dock and repairs that need to be made. It's the process of whether if the deal, Mary Jo's point is, the deal isn't done yet.
My concern is this.
I think the way around this is we make the decision, we make the motion, and in the letter it is contingent on the sale. That doesn't help you build right now, but.
Oh, no, I understand. I just want to get this done before April. You know what I mean? In April.
So
if I could do this in April, it's fine with me. Okay, but the thing is, if the lake fills and I can't do nothing with the Klinger dock, I want to hold on to the other dock out there until I have people that are in the district that use that dock. They use that dock, and they depend on that dock. That's why I want to make the other one so they can use it. But so this way here, well, you know, like James K. would get that dock, and he could use the one out in the peninsula, and I wouldn't be able to use the one inside for the people that are using that dock. Are in the district, you know, and running from me. That's why I just wanted to say, if it doesn't go through before the lake fills, well then, let's just wait till the end of the season and do it all. But in the next season...
Well, we have to handle it with the clinger sale anyway, regardless of the timing of the calendar. Mary Jo, are you comfortable with us going forward with the contingent? In other words, we make our decision, this is what will happen, the swapping the docks, at the time that the sale is completed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to, any other discussion about that? Anybody else feeling?
So pretty much as soon as Stephanie receives the paperwork, we can send out the permits.
And we can send out...
The licenses first.
We could send out a letter, so Dave has a copy of it, and in the clingers, that is the intent of the board, that this will take place at the time of the sale, and this is what will take place. That makes sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a motion to that effect?
The other thing, Bob, just to have to interrupt you, but the other thing that when Daryl and I made this agreement, that Dock 122, which I built last year, was going to be assigned to me. You're the 120, the other one?
122 is already assigned to you.
Yes, I know, but I mean the other side was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a one-sided dock.
It's a one-sided dock, the other one I could use for a jet ski.
Yeah, it's a one-sided dock.
That's all.
I had that written down right here.
Let's
deal with this first, please, before we get too far into your marina.
Really?
Did I get a motion for that?
No.
I need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, can I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay, Bob, can I just say one thing? This is totally what I thank you for everything. I'm glad it's over with. You know what I mean? You guys worked hard to get this done. But the only thing that I would just like to say, and it's about James K., okay?
We don't want any comments on James K. We have not even acknowledged who the buyer is.
I know.
We don't get that information. We can't work on rumors, so...
Let's
hold that off your comments till privately after the meeting, please.
Okay.
Next is Dock 122, I guess, is what you want to...
Yeah, Dock number 122 originally was built where half the dock was used by Dave Hirsch, and the other half would be used by the owner once the Klingler property is sold. So that's not going to take place anymore. With the neighbor next door, we agreed that Dave could have the northern side of the dock and the southern side. Both him and Mr. Thomas next door can park jet skis on that side of the dock because there's not enough space to put a runabout or a pontoon boat. So it's pretty much a one-sided dock right now, and Mr. Hirsch can have the sole license to that.
Okay, and do we need to take action on that?
He currently has one.
Can you repeat that, please?
Dock number 122 was built last year.
Right, okay.
And it was built where one side of the dock would be used by Dave Hirsch, and the northern side of the dock would be used in the case that the Klingler property sold.
Mm-hmm.
But since we have changed what dock will be used, Mr. Hirsch can have sole use of dock number 122, just the northern side of that dock, to put a pontoon boat or runabout. If he wants to use the southern side of the dock, he would have to put a jet ski only, because the neighbor next to him can also put a jet ski on that adjoining side. Okay. So both parties will be, you know, hopefully.
But the one side is limited to just jet skis.
Just jet skis, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You want that and...
Do we...
You want that as a motion?
I think we should.
All right.
I think we should.
Can I have a motion that Dock 122, who is already licensed to Dave Hirsch, Dave will be able to use the north side. The south side is for small boats or jet skis, and Mr. Thomas and Dave can put jet skis in that area. Do I have a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Do we want to discuss the Bear Track properties?
Is there anybody here on the Bear Track? I don't know if we want to discuss it, and we'll...
I don't think we need to.
You can handle that on, in a letter, or...
All right.
And if you want, you could bring up the issue at the December 10th Rules Committee meeting, so the board can maybe discuss the ramifications of whether to do that or not.
Good idea.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chad. Committee reports, communications. We do know that the letter, our district newsletter, has gone out. Daryl did a fabulous job on it. A lot of information in there. Environmental, we should be getting a report, our final report from Edward, our student, any day now, on the, what he has found in the health of our lake. We are really interested in the part where he has been studying three different, although minor amounts, but he did find three sources of invasive species that he has been studying to see if the winter would freeze it out. Next is finance. We've kind of discussed that. Anything you want to add to that, Bill? Mary Jo, anything you want to add to the finance report?
Well, part of the finance, obviously, is the fact that we have the foundation, which is, you know, the foundation committee, which is a subcommittee, I guess, of finance. You know, we sent out another letter, you know, requesting donations. As Bill stated, we went after some of the big boys in terms of boating companies and that. We're also planning a day in August, Dam Appreciation Day. We're looking to have some activities on the lake that will hopefully, you know, hopefully bring in some money. So all that's in the works. We'll let you know how it goes.
I'd like to make one comment. I've had people come up to me, and they've kind of said the publicity from the, that we're sending out these letters is maybe has a negative effect on property values because we're kind of highlighting this, the situation at the dam. I think the one thing that we have to say to people is that when this valve project is done, they have a useful life of 50 years. And since 1981, this district's put over $3 million into that dam. Since 1981, this is a $4 million project. So this is like an avalanche coming at us. But the important thing is that once this is done, I don't think we have another $4 million project on the horizon. No. We have projects, but
have not
anything close to what this is.
I think you're right, Bill. Once we're past this valve project, then you can start to plan, get a 5-year, 10-year plan of what you want to do with the dam, and work towards it each year, and accomplish parts of it or all of sections of it. And it makes it much more manageable. But when you get hit between the eyes with a $4 million project, which once every 50 years, we do have to get it. I think it does give people pause that there's a lot of money that needs to be spent at the dam, but I don't see that effect. Jenny could probably speak to it better than I. She's closer to it. But just as a resident on the lake, I see prices going up all the time. You don't see them coming down very far. But maybe it is affecting, instead of going up 10%, maybe they would go up 20%. But I don't see that effect. I see our real estate values holding and staying at a good pace moving up. So
I think to piggyback with what you said, I think that a dangerous situation at the dam where we couldn't have a full lake would have a far greater effect
Oh, instantly.
On the real estate values than these letters that we're sending.
And it would, that effect would hang on for many years. It would take 10 years to recover.
But what I'd like to emphasize and have in our minutes is that this has a useful life of 50 years. All of us sitting here right now aren't going to be here 50 years from now. It's a massive project. It's just something, it's very difficult. We had original estimates on this. They weren't even close.
Half.
To what this is. I mean, we put a letter of intent out in 2010, I think it was, for a little under $1.6 million to replace the valves. And we got that estimate from Hatch. It's now $4 million. It's unbelievable.
Yep. It is.
The other thing, though, that I think we need to keep in mind is the fact that that dam is what's going to keep our lake clean. And having gone to all these meetings in New York State, Federation of Lake meetings, and listening to the horror stories of invasive species at other lakes, our lake is going to stay clean, and hopefully because of that dam. And I think that, you know, that's a wonderful, for the sale of property. I mean, if you go to other lakes, which, you know, they're horrible, you know, with these invasive species. So I think the investment is well worth it at this point. And I think that's one of the selling points for people here at Rushford Lake, is that we have a clean lake.
And I got to believe it's a positive.
Oh, my God, yes.
For future buyers that we're dealing with it. We're fixing the dam. We're dealing with the issue so that they've got a structure that's going to last another 100 years.
Well, and working with, the buyers that come here, they've gone to other lakes. They've seen the condition of other lakes, and that's why they are coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Dave?
All right, now the other thing, does that $4 million include the spillway, the concrete face?
No.
Okay, that's all.
That's just
the hollow bunkers.
Yeah. Actually, it includes more than the hollow bunkers. What we added in between the time of the original estimates was the use of butterfly valves on the back of the dam and the houses housing to do it. And that is so that we could not have to use, keep workable, but not have to use the gates in the bottom of the dam that are so expensive to repair. Butterfly valves, if 25 years from now they needed fixing, you can take them off the outside, the back of the dam, and repair them and put them back in. So that added cost to the project, a smart thing to do, but if we don't get enough money and we have to go forward with the Haubunger valves, we can do it without putting the butterfly valves in and then add them a number of years later when we have the money. So it's not quite
as an illustration. What was the first, we had that first meeting, what was the first estimate we got on the butterfly valves? Was it like $150,000?
Yeah.
It's now $350,000.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Per valves plus the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Plus the buildings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between engineering a thought and actually getting down to the nitty-gritty of measurements and what it's going to take to do it. And that's where we got to, what we had to get to, with all the grants, even the $500,000 that we got from Senator Young. The question was, how much is this really going to cost? You tell me it's going to be $2 million or $2.5 million, you don't really know. And so we had to get to the hard engineering, the real facts. I'll give you just one example. To put the butterfly valves on, they have to be mounted into the dam. You've got to cut back into the dam and put the, where the penstocks come out, go into the Haubunger valves. Well, nobody realized until they started engineering it that they don't come straight out of the dam. They come out at an angle. What difference does that make? Now that the short side, the farther outside here, has got to go further into the dam. That's more pipe, more concrete, more work. It was like $250,000 more just for that one item that they discovered while they're engineering, and there's a lot of those kinds of things.
I think your point's well taken. I mean, once you open the hood up and start the work, it's a much different program. I think when we called Hatch up, I know that they just called a valve manufacturer. What would it cost to, you know, replace a valve and take a 54-inch pipe?
I can tell you this, that we have the best engineers that are available in Hatch Engineering and Al Corwin, our own engineer. Let me tell you why I say that. When I picked up the phone and said, we have an issue with the dam, I need you to come down here. Paul Dreyer, who's one of the head engineers for Hatch, he was standing on a monstrous dam in New Orleans that they were doing work on that produces a ton of electricity down there. And he came from there flying back directly to Rushford Lake Dam before he went back to the office. These guys work on some of the biggest dams in the world, and that's who we're lucky to have as advisors and engineers on our dam. So it's a good thing for us.
I'm just going to make one other comment. The Finance Committee, I brought up the fact of doing like a 5 or 10 year projection, which I have no problem with. It's a great thing to do, and we should do it. The problem with it is forecasting the cost of these repairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult.
I mean, just the concrete work on that spillway to get an accurate quote. I mean, you're going to have to compensate these contractors to come down and give you, because they're going to have a lot of work to do, a lot of paperwork to figure that out. It's a good thing. But again, when you open the hood up, that's when you find out what it's really going to cost. And I'll also say one more thing, and I'll keep my mouth shut. We haven't quoted any of this stuff yet.
Yeah.
These are all estimates.
Yep. They're hard engineering facts, but that's doesn't mean that's what the contractor will give you a price for doing. We hope it'll be below that, but and that's why we came up with these different scenarios of how we can go forward without all the money, so that we have plans in place to do that. The optimum way would be to do it all. That's the $4 million, because that gives us the next 50, 80 years without any issues.
Well, and most lakes don't have dams to even deal with.
And so the dams they do have are small compared to ours.
And it's not like you've got people doing these kind of projects on a regular basis. Yep.
I'll just say one other thing.
You
the decision is going to be, you can do the $4 million project, but do you want to have a $600,000 debt on the district when you float a bond?
Yep.
Okay, for example, if it's a $600,000 bond, you know, you're going to get maybe 3% interest. So that's $18,000. And then if you write it off over 15 years, I mean, you could be talking maybe another $30,000 in additional tax assessment we get. That would be maybe a 10 to 15%
increase
in district assessment to do that. Because that has to be paid every year, the interest and the amortization of that bond. There's the big decision.
Yep.
There's the. And you guys get all your big bucks.
And let me point out to everybody, and maybe this should be in the minutes, that there was some confusion. I've had several people call me. The letter that the Finance Committee sent out, there was some confusion that some people took that the board has already made a decision to assess the landowners that assessment for the $600,000. And we want to make that clear. We've made no decisions on that. We don't know how we're going to fill in the blank. We don't even know how big that blank is. Is it, we right now our estimates say $600,000. Is it bigger than that? Is it smaller than that? We are going to, we're still meeting with the senator sometime in December to ask for more help and to bring her up to date on what we're doing and what we've done. And hopefully we won't have to do that. But my point is there has been no decision made to make an assessment on the landowners. There's been no decision made to bond. All that'll come to, we'll make those decisions once we know how much money we have and what the shortfall is. So tell your neighbors, and if you hear talk like that, there is some confusion out there that was the assessment. And if they read it closely, it didn't say that, but you know how rumors and confusion get started.
I have a question for you, Bob. Where are we at with the wash station?
That's in the new.
Yep.
That's on new, okay.
We're almost there.
On old business, yeah.
We're almost there. Anything else on finance? Thank you very much. Thank you, Mary Jo, for yours and Bill's and everybody's work on that committee. I know you pull your hair out in those meetings trying to figure out how to get more money and rules. Anything you want to?
We didn't have a November meeting. We won't meet until December 7th.
Okay. Nothing new on legal. We are still working on a lawsuit that we have been working on. We may be coming close to a settlement. We will see. Now old business. That is where we have the boat wash station. And to answer your question, Mary Jo, Daryl, and I met at Balcom Beach and went over some options that we could do there with the wash station. Daryl and I met the next day with Allegheny County Soils and Water, who is the ones that have the $25,000 for us from the senator. They are fine with what we're doing, and they are going to do an official drawing for us showing Balcom Beach and the location of the wash station and what we're doing. That will help us show the senator that we're moving forward with this. What we are talking about is a very simple wash station, like a pressure washer. But we need to have a pump, we need to draw water. Chad has talked to the DEC. They're on board with what we're doing. I have no issues, except they don't want us to put a pump in there that can draw more than 150,000 gallons out in a day. I mean, I don't think all the cottages on Rushford Lake use that much water. So we're talking about a very small pump just to keep up with a very small wash station. Minor maintenance cost. And so it's that's where we're heading. All of it should be covered by the $25,000 grant, so we shouldn't have any district money spent to do it, and almost no maintenance. It will be able to take care of any boats coming or going that have an environmental issue, and we don't want them in our lake. Bill?
Can we get some hard numbers on that, just so we have an idea of the $25,000 is going to cover it? I mean, I think you're going to drill a well, are you, or you're going to
No, we're going to pump it out of the lake.
Pump it out of the lake. Line to the lake.
Yeah.
But can we just get a rough idea?
We're working on that. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, we've figured
out. I think if it's over the $25,000, that should be another topic of conversation with the senator when we.
Yes, and I don't see how it will be. What we're doing is all reasonably doable.
Okay.
One of the things with the DEC and the county soils and water is the runoff from the wash station.
Right.
And what we've come up with is a 2-foot stone area, either all the way around or on one side and a little bit of a slant to the concrete, and that's where the...
It's like a pit?
Like a pit, that it'll just evaporate from there. We're not pumping it any place. We're not, as some wash stations, we had to get rid of the water. It had to be trapped. And one reason is it's such a low volume of the number of boats that we need to wash because of the lake is so clean. Mm-hmm. And Chad has kept records of how many we've turned away. And it's just a small number of boats that we turn away because of the people have inspected it. So I really think the $25,000 is, but before we build it, I'm not looking to spend any district money on that. And so if we find out it's above, you're right. We go back to the senator and say $25,000 isn't going to do it. But we're spending such small amount on the equipment and that kind of thing that I just don't see it coming above that.
Okay.
And it's also work that we can do in-house.
Well, you'd have to have like a Pomeroy come and dig the pit.
And yeah, dig it and
trucking,
pour the concrete, that kind of thing.
It's tough about possibly moving the shed, right?
Yeah, you got to move the shed.
Moving location, which Ralph over there have to help me with the cameras. Right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we'd be moving. At one thing we're talking about here, the board hasn't voted on it, but the ideas that's been kicked around is many people complain that our setup is backwards. They come in and you go this way around, and then you have to back up there and take your... So we're talking about moving the building over towards the launch. Along that, in that space there, and putting the wash pad out in front of it. And that would move the door to the other side, so you would pull straight in, and the attendance would be right there. You wouldn't have to come around there. And so when you came out, you would come out around the other way. And it would make less of a swing. One of our issues was, if you got a 25-foot party boat that you're bringing in, to make the swing to get around the building and onto the pad to wash, if you're not watching, so the fender could take off the corner of the building, and that's not too hard to do when you've got roughly 50 feet of vehicle. So by moving it over there, they have a straight path in there, and when they launch, they come in straight, pull up, and back right in. It's a more efficient way to operate it. And when we get the drawings and get all this together, the board will present it to the board, and they can make a final decision on it. But Chad's correct. We're talking about moving the building. The building is on skids, so we're not talking about ripping up foundations. It won't be that big of a problem to move it over there. The electric lines come from right behind where we're moving it, so it fits. But when we get all the pieces of the puzzle, then we'll... thing, but you're right, security cameras will have to be moved to the other side and those kinds of things. So, anything else on the boat wash? Any other old business? Oh, yes, there is. Jack Ligori, you'd like to?
Yeah, end of September, the district sent a letter to Jack about cleaning up the district's property below the 1450. Okay, since that letter, I have made an inspection with Jack on the property. And really, the property, he has done a real nice job at cleaning it. There's a few things, for example, in a letter, there's a tractor below, a lot of building supplies, metal, plastic, wood debris on district property. All that has been cleaned up. The lawn has been raked, replanted, and seeded, and actually mowed. When I was over there that day, he was actually mowing it. There was an issue with the shed. And he repaired his shed and put a new roof on it and siding and painted part of the shed. But the district is asking for a permit, so we do expect Jack to go through the permit process, okay, for that shed repair. Also, the dock is licensed in his name. And on record, we have the property in his wife and daughter's name. So what I'm recommending is write a letter to Jack, write a letter to his wife and his daughter, state that we need a license transfer on this property. Okay, number one. And then number two, we also need a permit request for a shed repair. So that's what I'm asking for the board.
I'll make the motion.
Do we put a timeline in this?
60 days.
60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That fair?
Yeah, it's fair.
That's my motion.
Carry that in motion, 60 days. Yeah. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay. One last thing to the sheriff's dock. I did remove the sheriff's dock last week. Okay. I have all supplies there currently. They're actually delivered today. So this week, Because of Thanksgiving vacation, I have a little extra time. I'll be building
the sheriff's. You finally got that day off.
That's right. I'll be building the sheriff's dock, so that should be done.
Good. And you are going to put a railing, a high railing, on the side towards the beach. What we're talking about is the board approved earlier this year the use of the old sheriff's dock down at the public beach that they don't use anymore. And landowners have been asking for many years, why can't they pull up to there and drop off kids that want to swim at the beach instead of making them get in the car and drive all the way around? And so the board approved that. The dock needed to be fixed. The posts are good, but the dock needs to be fixed. But we also wanted a railing, a high railing, so you can't access it from the beach side. We don't want boats pulling around that side of it and getting too close and interfering with that. So that's what we're discussing here. Chad is going to build that for us. And the Landowners Association have been asking for this for 10 years that I know of. So I think it's a good thing.
Should we have a sign made and put on that it's just for that dropping off? It's not, people can't dock there all day and play at the beach.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, drop off only, no parking or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
The front of it will actually be, my diagram, the front will be widened. So there'll be a 10-foot wide front where they can actually pull and tie off, people can get off. Because I do not want them pulling along the side of it where you have the community dock next door.
Well, I can see where people would tie up and be there all day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so,
strangers coming.
Which kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, they'd be coming, you know, launching their boat at Balcom Beach, then go over and stay there all day.
Yeah.
Anything else, Chad?
Sorry.
That's it.
I talked about the logging already, so,
Thank you. Any new business? We have nothing on our agenda. Public comments? Anybody want to throw some stones or give us a kiss? Or?
I was just curious, with the presidential election, are you worried about the grants changing?
No, because they're state grants.
Oh, okay.
And all this is in the process, so new elections, even new state elections.
Yeah, I didn't know how that tied into it.
Yeah, it shouldn't affect us.
And actually, the state pretty much stayed the same, so.
For the state's budget.
Yeah, and Senator Young will still be, as far as I'm 99% sure she'll be head of finance. So we're good. We're good.
Good.
Yeah, good question.
I just will mention, we do have Tom Reed's office looking into some things. So he's federal. He got reelected, Tom Reed.
Oh, good.
So his staff
so keeps the relationship the same there also.
Yeah. And just a, sort of an FYI, no matter what your political affiliation is, Chuck Schumer is now minority leader in the Senate.
Yeah.
And that he's always been pretty good to Western New York. So he knows where we are. He knows where Allegheny County is.
Yep.
He's been here.
So we
get you an affiliate.
He's one to talk to.
Yeah.
By the way, we did send a letter to him back in February of 2015.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to send another one now.
Yeah, I think we talked about that in the finance committee.
It wouldn't even hurt for us to meet with his people.
Yes, exactly.
And maybe get get the word going.
Yeah.
Yes, Priscilla?
I'd like to give the board a big round of thanks for all the work you've done in trying to make our dam and lake safe and make sure that we have a lake. I appreciate all the hours
that
you people put in.
Thank you very much.
Second.
Thank you.
We usually, a lot of times, only hear when the people are mad, but it's nice to hear when,
when we've done well.
It's part of this job. Anything else from the community? Thank you, everybody, for coming. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I make
Please
a motion
be safe.
We adjourn.
Thank you.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Happy Thanksgiving, Mary Jo. Thank you for joining us.
Enjoy the game.
Oh, you're welcome. And happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Thank you.
The
keep your pen out.
Oh.
Oh, you need my signature.
So, Chad, the Bear Creek